the all-new Mayhem in the AM.
USA, greatest country in the world.
On Talk 1430 WLKF.
Oh, yes. It's 7:39 on Mayhem in the AM. It's Talk 1430 WLKF. Good morning. It's Thursday. It is the eve of destruction.
No.
It's the day before the world ends. Probably not.
No.
I'm Len. There's Nathan.
Good morning, everybody. You can give us a call at 682-1430 if you disagree that the world's ending tomorrow. And also, you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/mayhemtheam. You can follow us on Twitter at mayhemam and check out our delicious, delicious podcast at WLKF.com.
Our next guest is a journalist, an author, and student of human nature whose work serves to reignite a passion for living and awe for life. She spent the last two decades reaching people in a variety of ways. As the editor of a top-rated newscast, the producer of a nationally syndicated television show, and a science writer promoting education and conservation. Please welcome with me to the program, Marcy Wise. Good morning, Marcy. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Lynn.
It's my pleasure. You have written a new book.
I have. It's called Pain, Passion, and Purpose. And it's actually about how the hardships in our lives, the obstacles, and the disappointments that we face actually help to point us toward where we're supposed to go instead of bringing us down, as most of us seem to think.
So the subtitle is A Guide to Escaping Torment and Finding Bliss. How do I find bliss, Marcy?
I was a little hesitant to use that in the title because bliss is such an obscure word. And people say, does bliss even exist? Can we experience bliss? But we can. I mean, bliss is basically defined as, extreme happiness. It's moments that sort of carry beyond the rational thought and take us into this just extreme happy place of clarity. I've had these moments. People have had these moments. The thing about bliss is you cannot sustain bliss for long periods of time. They come and they go. But it definitely does exist. And I think that pain is our path to those blissful moments, which seems ironic. But through my research as a journalist and looking back at historical figures, this is something people have found throughout time. And it was really, really fascinating to study.
Well, most people just want to avoid those painful experiences. That's not the right way to go?
It really isn't. I know. I mean, we're taught to be positive, always have a positive outlook, push those things back. But really, there are gifts to be gained out of our most difficult times. I mean, you just have to make yourself look a little closer and find those lessons. They're gold, really. What happens is, out of those hardships, we get finely honed skills, specialized skills, that we can use to help create our most meaningful lives. It also helps us to face further adversity so that we don't fall into those same traps because we learn from what we've experienced. And I believe even find our ultimate purpose. It's really interesting if you can look at it instead of run from it.
And we're speaking with Marcy Wise. She is the author of Pain, Passion, and Purpose, A Guide to Escaping Torment and Finding Bliss. I suppose that it's very important to persevere after you've gone through these hard times.
Well, it is. And I think we know that. And that's sort of one of the things we're like, oh, but do I really have to do that? But I think the bigger point is that many of the, most successful people throughout history have done that same thing. Not only have they persevered, but they've used their hardships as a fire, really, in their furnace to get things done. Katie Couric is a good example of that, I think. When she worked for CNN on one of her first on-the-air appearances, her boss came out immediately out of the control room and said, he never wanted to see her on the air again.
Oh, my goodness.
He thought she was the most horrible thing. Any of us would see that as a failure. Here's a woman who spent her life in broadcasting. She has a goal for herself, and her bosses say, no, I don't like her. I don't want her there. But instead, she used that, as fire to move on. And basically, we know that she made history becoming one of the first female anchor of a network newscast. So, she didn't let that stop her. Many of us do. We do. We let what other people think stop us and in our tracks, and the greatest people don't do that. Walt Disney's another example. He was fired from his job at a newspaper. They said that he lacked imagination and had no original ideas, isn't that hilarious?
Yeah,
and now he created the magical kingdom, the happiest place on earth.
Right.
In some ways, if you look back, you know, at your failures, the perceived failures in your life, you can almost maybe see where life, and I know this sounds a little esoteric, but where life is sort of pointing you in a certain direction, almost like look at your failures closer to see if maybe that's where you need to go.
I think I see what you're saying, but you say in your book that there are tangible things that anyone can do right now to get more happiness in their lives. What are those?
Well, there are. I mean, obviously, you know, bad things happen to everybody, but you're still the captain of your ship. And, of course, personal responsibility is crucial. And, of course, it starts with our base urges. We have, you know, hunger, sleep, and sex. People actually don't consider those when they're thinking about the happiness in their lives. I mean, we let those things suffer. And those are the foundation that keep you well. Of course, you have to have those things sort of taken care of first. Also, they say that meaningful relationships with other people, that's important to us. We are a sort of a selfish society. We think about, you know, what can I get? What can I do? What are my goals? But in truth, it really is about how we connect with the people around us. Do we have a support system? Do we have people that we feel we are connected to on a deeper level?
What was it that made you want to write this book? Did it come from a certain thing that happened to you, or was it just a thought that you had in your mind and said, hey, I think this would help people?
It's interesting because it did come from a very, very painful time for me as well. I think a lot of us today, with the economy the way that it is, have experienced, you know, hardship, and I was laid off from my job like so many other Americans. I think that sort of started me on a personal sort of a spiral to kind of rediscover who am I and what, you know, what is life really about? How am I going to find my own satisfaction? I'd always worked in broadcasting and wanted to bring people helpful information. So I was sort of geared toward the journalistic investigation side, naturally. But as a person, I really just sort of felt broken. And this book is just an interesting example of sort of, it was therapeutic for me. I'm actually very naked in this book, Len. I'm naked here.
Are you?
I use my own... I use my own personal journal entries in there, and I kind of take you through my own pain. But I felt like it was necessary, because that's the point, is that we're all too politically correct. We all feel like, oh, these things only happen to me. I can't let somebody see this side of me. And I think the point is, no, it happens to people throughout time. And we grow stronger if we don't push it away. And that's what I found. You know, I look back and I found people throughout history who terrible things happened to them. And yet, not only did they persevere, but they totally succeeded. I mean, Oprah Winfrey is a great example of that. I mean, you know, she came from poverty. She's a black woman in a predominantly white world of broadcast. And she was sexually molested as a child. I mean, she had so many things that could have brought her down. But instead of letting those things stop her and just accepting the status quo, she took those things. And actually now she has become, you know, one of the most respected people in the world for bringing, you know, light to areas where people really, areas of shame, where people don't really want to talk about them. She brings them out into the open, and she's used those things to not only her benefit, but the benefit of the world. And I think that's what pain can do for us if we're not afraid to, you know, look at it a little closer.
The book is called Pain, Passion, and Purpose, A Guide to Escaping Torment and Finding Bliss. Marcy, where can people find your book?
It's available on Amazon.com or on my website, MarcyWise.com as well.
It's Marcy Wise. Thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. I really appreciate it. I am all about trying to escape torment. I need to find some bliss. So I need your book.
Thank you, Len.
And you are very welcome. It's 7:48 on Mayhem in the AM, and your Florida Business Report is coming right up. When we come back, he's known as the Dean of Gator Wrestling. I'm going to tell you about a guy that you've heard right here on this very program, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the iconic Gator Mouth at Gatorland. We're going to talk about Tim Williams when we come back. All right, it's Mayhem in the AM. Come right back.